This is Tennessee Made Podcast, host Ryan Mogul. Today we will be going over the importance of a music contract. Stay tuned.
What is a music recording contract? A music recording contract is a legal agreement between a music recording company and an artist or group that creates music. Recording companies use the contract to outline the terms for creating recorded music with the artist. Your music recording contract should cover details like compensation and royalties, where and when the album will be recorded, the album's release date, who has creative control over specific elements of the album, the termination clause, the exclusive agreement clause, dispute resolution, promotional appearances. Music recording contracts are also known as record deals, recording contracts, and record label contracts. If you are looking for a liability waiver for a music studio, an activity waiver is better suited for your needs. Why do I need a music recording contract? A music recording contract ensures that the record company and artist are on the same page about essential details before beginning to record. Those details in writing provide both parties with legal protection if there's ever a dispute regarding their agreement. From the record company's perspective, the contract also provides assurances regarding the performance and conduct of the singers, songwriters, and band members during the process of recording and releasing an album. For the artist, the contract ensures that the record label will front the costs associated with producing and promoting an album. It can also guarantee their autonomy in certain aspects of the creative process, if they get it in writing. How long do music recording contracts last? The record company and artist's obligation to continue working together depend on the contract's terms. If the contract is for only one album, it ends after both parties fulfill their obligations stated in the agreement's terms. Some record contracts include a renewal option for record companies, which allows them to extend the contract for a specific number of albums. However, the validity of the contract's terms relating to compensation and royalties extends past the conclusion of the record company and the artist's working relationship. In the United States, artists have copyrights to their music for the rest of their life, plus 70 years. That means the artist will receive the royalties set by their contract for the rest of their life. After they pass away, their estate will continue to receive royalties for another 70 years. What is meant by master recording in a music recording contract? The master recording is the original copy of a recording that will then be replicated when distributing the music or video. In other words, you're listening to a duplicated version of the master recording when you purchase an album. It refers to any sound or video used to record, produce, or manufacture an album or video. Can a music recording contract be broken? Yes, a music recording contract can be broken. A recording company or artist can break a contract if they fail to uphold the obligations and responsibilities agreed upon in the contract. However, breaching a contract usually comes with legal consequences. How to create a music recording contract? You can easily create a customized music recording contract by filling out a music contract online questionnaire. Using a good template will ensure you complete the necessary steps. Step 1. Specify where you're creating the music recording contract. Start your music recording contract by specifying where you're creating the agreement. States have differing laws, and we'll customize your contract to meet your location's regulations. For example, if you create your contract in California and a dispute relating to the agreement arises in the future, mediation and court appearances will take place in California. Step 2. Provide the recording companies and artists details. Your music recording contract needs to include the recording companies and each artist's name, address, and phone number. Also, specify the individual's or group's stage name. Step 3. Outline the production details. Outline production details like where the recording will take place and the start and end dates. Also, state whether the artist, recording company, or both will have control over song selections, album title, recording quality. Step 4. Outline the recording details. Include details about the album like the number of tracks, the minimum duration of recordings, the release date. The contract should also specify the number of days the recording company has to inform the artist of any objections to the album and how many days they have to re-record the rejected recordings. Step 5. Decide if the contract will include an exclusive agreement clause. An exclusive agreement prevents the artist from entering a similar recording agreement with another recording company. An exclusivity clause is usually included in recording contracts to prevent the conflicts that occur when two production companies attempt to market the same band. If the contract includes an exclusive agreement clause, state how many days, months, or years the artist is prohibited from entering similar contracts with another recording company. The period of time needs to be reasonable, so it doesn't hinder the artist's career. The recording contract can also include renewal options so the artist and recording company can continue making albums together. If the agreement contains renewal options, the artist should know that the choice is usually at the recording company's discretion. Step 6. Determine how compensation and royalties will be distributed. Determine how the record company and artist will split the album's net profit in a percentage. The total percentage needs to equal 100%. The artist is also entitled to royalties if they write their own songs. If this is the case, specify the percentage of the minimum statutory rate the artist will receive. The rate is entirely negotiable. A minimum royalty is often defined in statute but is typically reduced to 75% of the statutory minimum in a recording contract. Refer to your local laws to see the minimum royalty rate in your state. Step 7. Outline the artist's promotional appearances. If the artist needs to make promotional appearances to market the album, state in the contract the maximum number of appearances, the percentage of net revenue the artist will receive, the number of days the recording company has to pay the artist for an appearance. Step 8. Specify the contract's termination details. The recording contract needs to specify if the artist has the right to terminate the contract if the record company fails to release their recording, also known as non-performance, by a deadline. If they have the right to terminate, the contract should state how many days, months, or years the record company has to release the album. Also, you need to decide if the artist can buy back the rights to the master recording if the contract is terminated because of non-performance. If they can, include the price in the contract. The contract should also specify whether the recording company needs the artist's consent to assign its rights to a third party after completing the recording. Step 9. Decide if disputes will go to mediation. Mediation is a form of dispute resolution where a third party assists the disputing parties in coming to a solution. The recording contract will either state that mediation will be used to resolve disputes or not specify. The contract should also state whether the artist has sought independent legal counsel. If the artist chooses not to have independent legal counsel, the contract will have a clause stating that the record company advised them to do so, and they elected to pass on the option. Step 10. Sign the recording contract. Complete your music recording contract by signing and dating it. If you're unsure when the parties will sign the contract, a blank line will be provided at the bottom for you to sign at a later date. You can also include a witness to the contract's signing. Although it isn't legally necessary to have witnesses, it's a good idea to have one just in case its validity is ever challenged. The witness should be a neutral third party who has no personal or business relationship with.
That was the importance of a music contract. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned in.